Watch, I'm done. Democrat California State Senator roasts party for trying to protect pedophiles. By Amy Furr on May 30, 2024. A Democrat California State Senator working to prolong the time pedophiles spend behind bars is fed up with members of her party for not being fully on board. On May 23, lawmakers were considering legislation that would make it a felony to buy or solicit a minor for commercial sex, the New York Post reported Thursday. While speaking on the state Senate floor during the meeting, State Senator Susan Eggman, D, said, "I'd like to say, as a progressive, proud member of this body for the last 12 years, I'm done. I'm done with us protecting people who would buy and abuse our children. I'm done." She added that it is not her desire to send more people to prison. However, she does not want suspects buying little girls anymore and is tired of officials protecting those who do such things. California law deems buying or soliciting sex from a child a misdemeanor. The offense can result in the perpetrator spending 2 days to a year behind bars along with paying a $10,000 fine. Bill 1414, which was authored by GOP State Senator Shannon Grove and supported by Eggman, aims to beef up that penalty to at least 2 to 4 years in prison, as well as a sex offender registration, the Post article said. Last month, some Democrats had watered down the bill to only allow the felony classification for the purchase of minors under the age of 16, the report noted. During her remarks, Eggman, who is a mental health professional and social worker, said she has worked for years with victims who have been wounded to their core by the abuse that's been heaped on them, oftentimes by those that they love and look to protect them. "And if their parents won't do it, then, by God, we should," she continued. "I am not arguing that we open the gates to flood our prisons with people. But I am arguing that we have a moral responsibility to say, enough. Enough. We have given away enough on this area. And we've got to move back into the center, or we all look like fools and laughingstocks. And what do we stand for? Let's get our stuff together and really start focusing on some of the important things. We talk about learning, we talk about being safe. This is, like, at the core of it. And a lot of these kids can't be throwaway kids. They're poor kids, they're kids of color. But they shouldn't have to live a life determined by what happens to them by others at a very young age. And by having the Democratic Party of California say it's okay. It's not okay, and I'm not doing it anymore, and I hope none of you do, too. We have to be able to draw a line, and, for me, I'm drawing a line. I urge your aye vote." Governor Gavin Newsom, D, has shown support for the bill, the Post article said, noting it passed 36-0 and is now on its way to the state assembly. In January 2023, Breitbart News reported that street prostitution involving pimps, sex traffickers, child exploitation, and violence had increased in Los Angeles after Newsom signed a law to ban arrests for loitering and solicitation. As Breitbart News noted this month, the law was one of several radical new pieces of legislation pushed by State Senator Scott Wiener de San Francisco, who is also responsible for a law making California a sanctuary state for minors seeking to become transgender through sexual reassignment surgery or drugs. In 2022, California released thousands of convicted pedophiles who spent only a few months behind bars, according to Breitbart News. Some short sentences include 365 pedophiles convicted of continuous sexual abuse of a child, all of whom spent fewer than 12 months in prison, the article said.